Hey, is it on? Hey, is it on?
Yeah.
What is that? Is it leather? Is it Corinthian leather? Chainmail? Steel wool? Sheep's wool? Titanium? Kevlar? No, it's not cedar, is it? No, it's not hardwood.
It's some hardwood right here, yeah.
Cowhide, rawhide, goathide, swineherd, cinnamon?
What is that, velvet?
Michael DiNano has this word to your mother, Drew.
Why are you sending the word? To mothers? What of the fathers? What do they receive?
How's Mallett progressing, and you see the Texans moving forward with him as a starter? I'm out, Holmes. All right. See you later, Holmes. And Mallett has begun rehabbing him from his pectoral injury. And he's probably getting better and probably doing well, and we'll know more about him in the months to come, for sure.
Sure. Oh, looking straight grizzly.
Lee Bolton has one of the best Dear Drew questions of all time. Some might even say of all times. And Lee asks, Dear Drew, if you could have the NFL referees rig one critical play in a game last season, which would it be and why? Ooh, that's a good question, man. I like that question. I know what I'd want the refs to kind of... How about on third and short at Dallas in overtime, the pass to Arian Foster? I'd like to see a little yellow hanky on the field. And how about a pass interference gives the Texans first down, and then they can just go Arian left, Arian right, Arian up the middle, touchdown, Texans win the ball game. That's what I'd go with. Joe Torino just says drugs. It's not funny. But now it's time for our scratch off winner, and we're not just giving out money, we're making amends here on Dear Drew, because last week, well, Michael Haggerty got under my skin a bit. Michael Haggerty sure sounds like a lot of fun. Are you being cut in the off season? I sure hope so.
This guy is going to be up in your kitchen, Michael, always. Yeah. You got jealous eyes, don't you? Oh, yeah.
This week, though, Michael Haggerty says this. Dear Drew, a new year, and I have turned over a new leaf. Happy to have you around another year, I say, cowering. He's saying he's cowering, not me. I'm not cowering. I didn't cower. But anyways, Texans need to forget drafting for a Super Bowl and draft to beat the Colts instead. Beat the Colts twice, and our 9-7 season turns into an 11-5 season. The rest will sort itself out. Michael, you said it best. The rest will sort itself out, but I'm going to use that for my answer to your question. You don't really need to draft to beat just the Colts. If you just draft the best guys available and make your team better as a whole, the rest will sort itself out, and you'll beat the Colts of the world. Or the Patriots of the world. Who you got to play next year, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Making friends, having fun. Oh, man, it was another great Dear Drew, and I can't wait for one next week because it's going to get real.